Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with episode 78, I can't believe it, 78 of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Today, I want to revisit a topic. I've spoken about this before, but I have never devoted an entire podcast to this idea of becoming a local celebrity. So when you hear that term, that phrase, local celebrity, what comes to mind? Maybe somebody famous lives in the area where you live. Maybe something else. I think of it as a way to grow personally. So this is about personal development, personal growth, but it's also about growing your business. So I've made just a couple of notes here. I really prefer to speak from the heart when I talk about this topic. I was living in the San Fernando Valley section of Los Angeles for many years. I was born in Burbank, so that's in the San Fernando Valley, and for the for a period of time, about 14 years, I lived in an area called Chatsworth. And it's a beautiful area, it really is. It got older over time, of course, but I was able to have a home there. And I was teaching, I was doing real estate, and I was part of the San Fernando Valley, but I never felt like I was part of a community. And I knew that Chatsworth had a parade every year, but usually either it was something on the evening news, they would say, oh, the parade was this weekend, and they'd show various things, but I never felt a connection to it, to attend it or be part of it or anything. Also, I wasn't involved with volunteering or doing service. And I told myself during all of those years that I was teaching and doing real estate, so over 20 years, I told myself that I wanted to do it, and when I had the time and the money, I would. And the truth is, and it's really sad to think about this as I look back, I realized very quickly once I did start volunteering and being in service to other people that I could have done it. I could have done it at least one Saturday morning a month. And that's for the time, and in terms of money, at least $50 a month. But no, I was waiting for something bigger. I wasn't buying lottery tickets, so I wasn't waiting for the lottery to make me rich or anything. I don't know what I thought. I was just kind of, you know, going through my life, slogging along. And all that changed then in 2006 when I moved to a city called Santa Clarita, about 25 to 30 miles north of where I was in the San Fernando Valley in Chatsworth. And when I came to Santa Clarita, I was very appreciative to be able to have a new home, and I knew I was going to be doing my business online, so I'd be home every day, which was a real change from being gone 12 to 14 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week, for the previous 20-plus years. And early on, so this is the spring of 2006, early on, I thought, you know, let me see what's going on locally. It'd be nice to have something to do to get me out of the house. And I joined a gym, but I'm not really a gym person. So even though I was going, you know, every couple of days or so to that, I still didn't have that feeling of community. I would talk to the people, didn't really make friends, but I would talk to them, and I would use the equipment and then participate in one of the classes, probably the aerobics or something. It's so long ago, I don't even think about it now. But it was really a beautiful club. It was called Spectrum, and it was the nicest gym I had ever belonged to. And so I thought, no, I really need something else where I can talk to people in a different way. They won't be coming and going from exercising. And so I Googled online. I looked for volunteer opportunities Santa Clarita. And a few things came up, but near the top was Rotary. And I thought, gee, I know what that is. I clicked on the link. I thought, I recognize that wheel. When I've driven cross country, wherever I've gone, I've seen that. I've seen that it says Rotary, but I had no idea what it meant, and I hadn't been curious enough to ever find out. So I took a look, and they were meeting in a local restaurant, Marie Callender's. It's no longer there, but they were meeting in the Marie Callender's restaurant every Wednesday at noon. So that next Wednesday that came up, I showed up there, and I got there a little early. And the people were really wonderful to me, and everybody wanted to shake my hand and ask my name and, you know, what do you do? And I really had forgotten that that's what people do. They ask you, what do you do? Oh, you're Connie Reagan Green. Or no, I was Connie Green at that time. I didn't use Reagan. Very interesting. Oh, Connie Green. Oh, you've just moved to Santa Clarita. Well, what do you do? So I had to quickly figure out what is it I do, because starting a business on the internet isn't exactly something to talk about or brag about or share when you haven't yet begun making money with that business. So I told them that I had been a teacher for 20 years, and I was just in that process of resigning from the school district, and that also I was a real estate broker and an appraiser, which I was both of those at that time. I've since let the appraisal license go. I let it go within a couple of years. I'm still a broker in the state of California and do it just pretty much privately for myself, family, and a couple of close friends. But I told them the truth, yes, broker and appraiser. And I said, but, you know, I'm starting a business. I'll be doing a business from home, but I'm just getting going with that now. So I kind of dismissed that so they wouldn't ask questions about it. And they welcomed me. And they were so wonderful, but I was really intimidated. There were people from the community there. I recognized my brand new dentist and my brand new veterinarian. They were there. And people that were in local government. So city council members, people like that. And I thought, well, you know, I'm enjoying being here today and having lunch and talking to people, but this isn't a group that would want someone like me as a member. That's honestly what I thought. And as I was leaving, Elaine, I thanked everybody, and, you know, they were breaking up the meeting. It was over. And as I was leaving, a lady came up to me, and she said, are you going to come back next week? And she was so excited, and she was smiling. And I said, oh, I don't know. I said, I have a lot of things to do. I'm really busy with everything, as we all are. That's an excuse we can all use. And she said, we really need you in this club. We need your voice. I'd love to see you come back again. You know, do you promise to come back sometime? And I promised, yes, that I would come back. And I still know that lady to this day. Her name is Marianne. I won't share her last name for privacy. But I was really moved by that. And I thought, you know, if one person really liked me, wanted me to come back, maybe I would. And so over the next few months, I started going as often as I could on Wednesday. Because some days I honestly was busy doing something related to the new business. And as I went, then finally I became a member. But before I even became a member, I started volunteering in the community with this Rotary Club in Santa Clarita. And it was fun. We would do projects, and you'd get there, and they would tell you if you needed to wear old clothes or what we were doing. And we went to one, a medical center, and we painted and we planted flowers. And another place, it's an equestrian therapy place, and I still know these places that I'm sharing with you. You know, I still know them today. And at the equestrian place, we were peeling off the vinyl from their fence that went all the way around the property, and then they were putting on the new fence. So I was part of the tearing off the vinyl team, and it was hard work, and it was fun. And I talked to people from all walks of life. And I knew that I had found a community. I felt like I was part of the community because I was out there getting my hands dirty, making things happen. And so finally, I had joined the club, and they started giving me the microphone, and I was so scared. I was so afraid to talk. I could talk in front of a class of students. I could even speak in an auditorium with a few hundred students. But at a staff meeting for the teachers or anything with real estate, I was just too nervous. I would do whatever I could to get out of it. Well, here I was at the meetings on Wednesday, and somebody would thrust the microphone at me, and I would have to take it from them. And they would say, you know, tell us about the project that we're working on. Tell us about what we're doing next week. And I would do it. And my face would be hot, and my ears were so hot. It was so horrible. But I knew I had to get the information out, and I would do it as clearly as I could. And I'm pretty loud, so that wasn't an issue. And then when I was finished, I think my eyes were closed. I would just hold out the microphone, and someone would gently take it out of my hand and pass it on to someone else or back to the front of the room. And I got used to doing that a little bit. And finally, even when it was tough, I said, here, I have something I want to share. And they would give me the microphone. So during these months, during this time, I was exposed to a whole lot of people and groups in the community. And finally, people knew my name. And another thing that Rotary did, most of the people there were involved in at least one other service organization or club or group in the community, and they invited me, and I went. And I know that the first one that I went to was a group called Elks, the Elks Lodge, and that's a group that's only in the U.S. Rotary is international. They're in over 100 countries. But the Elks, it's the BPOE, the Benevolent Protective Order of Elk. They're just in the United States, and they do a lot of projects nationally and locally. And I joined. So it was a year later by the time I joined Elks. Then I went on to be part of other groups, including the Boys and Girls Club, which I never really knew what they did. When my kids were younger, we weren't near one that I knew of, and so they didn't go. I don't know that I had ever been inside of one, but I started going to their fundraising events, to different community events. And finally, I became a part of that. Circle of Hope was a group that I was introduced to the woman. She was in, the founder of it, and she was, Colleen is her first name, and she was in a different Rotary Club in Santa Clarita, a morning club, and I met her, and she invited me to come to one of the board meetings, and they invited me to be on the board. And I accepted, and I did that. And over time, I became a local celebrity. People all over knew me. People right in my new neighborhood, brand new neighborhood, people from all over the world, actually, that had landed in Santa Clarita that wanted to have this experience of a newer city and a brand new home, brand new community. I started talking to them. I would go door to door, and I would either be collecting food for the food pantry or sharing information about an upcoming community event and giving out flyers. And I started talking to people. And finally, the people realized that I was the person to ask. I was the door to knock on if they wanted to know what was going on in Santa Clarita. So I'll fast forward a couple of years. Next thing I know, I'm getting offers to do consulting for big companies. It all came through Rotary. People were impressed by little old me that showed up at the meetings, that always had something to share, to offer, and things were moving ahead so well. When I published my first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line, I dedicated it to my Rotary Club. I mean, they were the ones that helped me get started speaking, because by now I was getting speaking engagements not only in Santa Clarita, but in the San Fernando Valley, where I used to live, and in Los Angeles. And I was talking about social media, I was talking about local business marketing, all kinds of things that were leading to bigger, greater, more fun things, and definitely more profitable overall for my business. So in 2012, so this was 2006 that I moved to Santa Clarita. In 2012, I had already been going back and forth to Santa Barbara. I already wanted to be a part of it. And finally, I started living there part-time, so now I was living in two cities. And in 2007, I transferred my Rotary Club membership to the club in Santa Barbara, where I'm still a member today. Well, people in Santa Clarita Rotary, their feelings were hurt, and that was never my intention, never, ever. So I vowed that forever, the rest of my life, as long as I'm here on Earth, I will do things with and for Santa Clarita Rotary, and I've stuck with that. But let's go back to local celebrity. Here I am now in Santa Barbara, half-time, going to the Rotary Club, and I thought, I wonder if I could do the same thing. I wonder if I could become a local celebrity on purpose instead of just by accident, as I had the first time, and would that help my business? Would it just make my life more rich, more, you know, fulfilled, more satisfying? And I started to do it, and yes, it worked. And I started going to other groups there. I went to the Elks. I went to the Boys and Girls Club. I went to a group called SEE International, S-E-E, SEE International. They provide vision services and surgeries and everything all over the world to people that can't afford it in developing countries. And that's a wonderful group. Zonta is a group that's international, but they don't have a chapter in Santa Barbara, so I still do things. I don't belong to Zonta in Santa Clarita anymore, but I still do things regularly with them. And where do I see some of the other Zontians? That's what a Zonta member is. It's women in business. I see the other Zonshans at the Elks Lodge, at Rotary events, at Boys and Girls Club, and on and on and on with all these groups. Circle of Hope is local to Santa Clarita, but I've replaced many of the local things to Santa Clarita with local things here in Santa Barbara. So this idea of becoming a local celebrity is a valid one. I've even created a course about it. If you go to becomealocalcelebrity.com, you can see what I have there. If you're interested in that course, please let me know, and I'll give you a huge coupon discount, I promise, because it's an expensive course because of the impact it has on people who go through it. But I would love to have you in that course if that's something that's of interest to you. And just email me at ConnieGreenhouse@yahoo.com and tell me you heard me on Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing, the podcast, and that you'd like to come in to become a local celebrity. Would I please provide you with an incredible offer in the form of a coupon? And I'll be happy to do that. So I want you to think about where you are now, where you are physically, geographically, but also where you are in your life and business, because not everyone in any of these service organizations, not everyone is building a business like I am and you might be, and not everyone is an author or plans to become an author. Many people have jobs at corporations, big companies, you know, banks and insurance companies and things like that. Others have a business that's already established. They're an insurance agent. My very first local business marketing client was from Rotary, and he was a farmer's insurance agent, and he's now sold his practice. He retired from it, but I just saw him this past weekend at an event at the Elks Lodge, so over in Santa Clarita. So, you know, take a look at where you are right now and where you want to go. If the sky isn't the limit, you want to go further than that, you want to go up into the atmosphere, then becoming a local celebrity will be a wonderful idea for you. And it's pretty easy to do it because you start with one group, make some connections. I recommend Rotary because they're all over the world, and I've been to meetings all over, on three continents, actually, in a number of dozen countries, because anytime I travel, I want to go to a Rotary meeting. And I recommend them, but there are so many other wonderful groups. There really are. There's the Lions Club and the Moose Lodge. There's so many. Just Google for volunteer opportunities. Find out what's going on and see. But I want you to take this seriously and start small, like me. I started very small. I went to the meetings. I didn't join for the first few months, but I volunteered to do a project with them. And sometimes I could only come for an hour or two. That's okay. You know, more hands make lighter work. That's the saying, something like that. So get involved. See what it is you can do. Maybe you don't want to do the physical stuff, because over time, I did a little less of the physical stuff and more of helping with marketing, helping to get the word out on social media, something like that. There are so many things that you can do that you take for granted, that you have Facebook and hopefully Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter. Please connect with me there. LinkedIn. And you can spread the word of a fundraiser, of a meeting, of something that's going on. So this is Connie Reagan Green. My main site is ConnieReaganGreen.com. Reagan is R-A-G-E-N. Green is G-R-E-E-N, like the color, no E on the end. You can also see what I'm doing at MondayMorningMellow.com. That's the newest of my blogs. And I've now published every Monday consecutively for 143 Mondays. So that's since July of 2019, and there is no end in sight for that. So let's connect. Somehow, some way, there's something that you and I have in common, somehow that I could serve you, somehow that you might have resources for me, and I'd love to make that connection. And I'd love to hear about what you're doing to become a local celebrity. This is Connie Reagan Green from Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing.